Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And on this 11th day of March 2024, and tonight we have our producer with a steady hand, none other than that incredible Ken.
How you doing, Pastor?
There you go. And so, and way out yonder we have the legendary, yes, that's right, the legendary parson, the Pastor Joe Larson.
Well, it's not every radio show host that has an infamous co-host, but I'm here ready to go to work as long as you still put up with me.
All righty. And then here, we heard her clucking. That's none other than Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right. Now, Lisa flutters about. She's the studio marm. Anyhow, I have her in here. She gets paid to laugh, even if I say something that's not funny.
That's funny.
Well, we gotta laugh sometimes, right? Yeah.
That's all right. Now be quiet.
You look at the news, we have to laugh.
Yes.
All right, now, Joe, the title of the message was?
A strange one. Who, what, why, when, and where?
Why would that be the title of the message?
Because you've got a lesson you're going to teach us, something about how God works and about some things that he taught us we have to ask when we study Scripture.
That's those are the five W's, the legendary five W's that you use when you study. First of all, it's important to know who you're talking to. Now, see, not all of the Bible was written to us, but all of it was written for us, okay?
For us, exactly.
And so here, this is very important to understand who he's talking to. Next is what he is talking about. And then why is he talking about that? Now, here, when and where are very important, too, because at different times and different places, words had different meanings. And so remember, Joe, back when I was a kid, a young kid, back in the mid-50s, if somebody said, that's cool, man, that means it was cold, right? Remember those days?
Yeah.
Remember it's those
cool
days?
Outside we. That means you want to take your jacket because you're going to, it's chilly.
Yeah. Now, and remember, we used to have a book on the shelf there in the library, and it says how to throw a gay party. Mm-hmm. And believe me, it wasn't what they call gay today.
Nowhere right? near, no. Happy and gay were quite different.
And there was a time back about in the 90s when these kids, that they used to call themselves the something girls, and I can't remember what they were. They were the California girls or something like
Valley
that.
Valley girls?
Yeah, the Valley girls. Mm-hmm. But they used to use a term, that is so George. That is so George, right? And
you're giving her age away terribly here.
Yeah, okay, well. Anyhow, so it's very important to, at different times, words had different meanings, and then in different places, too. I remember when I was in the military, when I went in just as a young fella, and I had talked to some of those boys in Georgia about being stuck in my leg there with a pricker. They said, a pricker? Son, do you mean a thorn, you know? So different words had different meanings at different places and different times. So who are you talking to? What are you talking about? Why, when, and where? Now, we're going to start tonight in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, familiar verses, but I want you to read verses 12 and 13 and stop.
All right. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I bring pestilence among my people.
Okay, so now let me ask you this. How do we know that the Lord appeared to Solomon in a pre-incarnate state?
Well, I think the angel of the Lord was there.
Yeah, but how do we know that? Because, you know, he's appeared in different ways. He's appeared in dreams. He's appeared in visions, okay? He's actually spoken out of a whirlwind. Remember, now he spoke to Abraham both ways, both in a theophany or Christophany, but also in a dream. And remember right. how he talked to Jacob in a dream?
Dream.
And, of course, probably the most well-known, famous was Joseph when he talked about Mary. And so, but here we know this, and the reason we know that it was the pre-incarnate state was in all of those other places it said, and by night he appeared to Joseph in a dream. And then it says he appeared to Jacob in a dream, and Jacob saw this letter coming down. And then he appeared to Abraham in a dream. So in all the places where he appeared in a dream, it stated that it was a dream, okay, or a vision. But here it doesn't state that. And so when he appeared by night. And then it says in Genesis 18, he appeared to Abraham in the plains of Mamre, right?
Right.
So we know that he was this here that he's referring to is in a pre-incarnate state, or what we call a Christophany.
Right, because it wasn't a dream. It wasn't talking out of a burning bush. He appeared, meaning he was there physically.
Absolutely.
Someone could see him.
Now, then he says, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people. Now, he's making a point to the King Solomon, to the richest guy in the world, right? And the point that he's making to him is, look, who is going to question or judge what I do? And apparently Solomon wasn't about to do that, was he?
No, he was a pretty bright boy. He was going to shut up and listen.
See, now, we have to understand, right now, today, America is in very, very bad shape. America is cut. America is bleeding. America is like a ship that's sinking. We have a traitor, a high traitor, treasonous person in the White House. And And he's getting his orders from other treasonous people. This is reality, folks. General Flynn just recently came out and said that he's aware that there's several battalions of Chinese soldiers on our land. Well, we've known that for a long time. In fact, we've told you that there's at least 50,000 regular army soldiers on our property, on our land.
Well, they may be highly trained, but they are Chinese soldiers.
Right, and more than likely special forces.
Right.
And so,
not just regular soldiers, these are well-trained operatives.
Right, absolutely. And altogether, we know that there's as many as 5 million Chinese nationals in America. Now, on top of that, they've got all of these Chinese snake people. What are they called?
They were called snakeheads.
Yeah, you've got, and these are like M13, aren't they?
Yeah. They've been working with the cartels. They're the ones who bring the precursor to fentanyl and actually control the making it into pills. And they also control bringing people into America, working with the cartels. I mean, they've been working hand in hand, and their cartel, most of the cartel money goes back through the Chinese gangs and is... cleaned up in China. What's the word I'm thinking of?
Laundered.
Laundered, yeah. In China, yeah.
Okay, well, now, on top of that, you know, we have Bill Gates promoting his depopulation, and right at the top of the list to be depopulated are Christians, especially white male Christians are at the very top of that list.
But isn't Bill Gates a white male? I don't know. I don't think he's much of a Christian, but at least he's kind of a white-looking male.
Yeah. And so now America is in very, very bad moral shape, but the vast majority of people out there are clueless. I mean, because thanks to NBC, ABC, CBS, the treasonous, they are betraying the American people, and they will betray them to the very end. And right now, I said, our land is inhabited. We have the enemy is amongst us. And here we have abortion, euthanasia, fentanyl, sodomy, pedophilia, COVID, the kill shots, child sex trafficking,
yeah. And, I mean, you name it. And most of this has all gone haywire the past, 3 years?
Yeah. Well, since Joe Biden has been in there, since Obama's, man, you know, Obama, he told you what he was going to do. He said, he came out and he said, if I could do it, I would put an earpiece in and I'd have them and I'd be instructing them. And that's exactly what he's been doing with Joe Obama Biden. Now, go ahead and read 15 through 16, or 14 through 16.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and that mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually.
Okay, so now, God's offer, Joe, is it as fresh today as ever?
God's word is eternal. When he said it, he meant it, and it's eternal. It will last forever. So as long as the people do what he tells them, it will be valid.
So God is immutable. Does he ever change the way he does things?
He cannot change.
He's immutable.
Right. That's what that means. Cannot change. Will not change.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves.
Interesting, because we're called Christians. And this is the Old Testament, but the people that are called by his name, he was the Christ, and we have taken the name Christian.
All right. What about Israel?
They were his chosen people, and only there he was called Yehoshua, meaning Jehovah saves.
Okay, so here he says, now mine eyes, well, he says, if they will turn from their wicked ways. One of their wicked ways, Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they have rejected my knowledge. The American people today are la-la landers. So many of them are totally oblivious to the realities of what's happening. I mean, they're doing this on purpose. I mean, they're looking everywhere to try to find peace and harmony except for where they can find it, and that's in God's Word, the Bible, okay? And so, but we're here, you know, continually bringing this message out. Joe, for the last 50 years, everything that we said was going to happen has happened. And, you know, why? Well, we look at the Word of God. We see what it says. We take a look at what's happening, current events. And we tell people, because we're here to be the watchman on the wall. NBC, ABC, CBS, and they are there to do what their masters in the dark and the deep state tell them to do, and they will betray the American people. I mean, they will betray no matter what. That's what they're trained to do. They've been indoctrinated to do that. Now, he goes. He says, "Mine eyes will be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." We were adding one more day of prayer to doers of the Word Baptist Church because prayer is important, very important. But again, the vast majority of people aren't even aware of that. They really aren't.
No, if they aren't. And in this case, he's also talking about a certain kind of prayer, a prayer that starts with repentance. Right?
Absolutely. And he says, for now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there. Now, he was talking about the Solomon's Temple.
Right.
But that same thing applies to us today. All of the churches that God has, where that are actual churches, actual New Testament churches.
Right, because they are. A church is what? Is made of the living stones, the lively stones, the born-again believers that build what? A living church. Well, that living church then could very well be what? Called his house, right?
Absolutely.
That is the house of God, not the building, not the wood, the brick, the stucco, but the lively stones that make it up. That's the church.
All right, I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 5. And read verses 1 through 3 and stop.
All right. Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it, and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard.
All right, now here, this passage of Scripture is such a clear warning, Joe, to both Israel and the United States today. Both Israel and the United States are going down the very same path. They're going down right together. And without repentance, both will suffer for the very same consequences. Now, here when he says, I will sing to my beloved, my well-beloved, a song of my well-beloved, touching his vineyard. Who is the vineyard?
The people, in this case Israel, he's talking about there, the vineyard.
The nation of Israel.
The nation of Israel, or the nation of America, the United States of America.
Right. Well, in this case, he's speaking specifically to the nation of Israel, because in this, you're going to see that he's going to talk about some things that were going to happen in the near future, and then things that's going to happen in the far future where we're at today. And he says, as touching his vineyard, my well-beloved hath a vineyard and a very fruitful hill. Now, we're going to take a look at something here that he refers to as the pleasant plant. Okay, but, and he fenced it in and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with a choicest vine and built a tower in the midst of it. Also made a wine press therein, and he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. Now, let me ask you something. What are wild grapes? Have you ever had wild grapes?
Mm-hmm. They're very, very bitter. You would not like them, Sam. I am.
Yeah, well, you know, believe it or not, when we were kids, we'd be out in the woods, and we would chew on some of those wild grapes. They were bitter. Yeah, you're right.
Right, like green apples and green gooseberries.
And they'd turn your teeth purple. And, and so now wild grapes. But now, what does wild grapes represent here?
It doesn't. Saved.
No, rebellious. A rebellious people.
Well, then usually the rebellious are the unsaved too.
Right.
They?
Yeah. So he's saying,
when we're attached to the vine, the Lord is the vine, and we're grafted in as born-again believers. We're grafted in, but the vine is the Lord. So,
well, he's saying now,
those who aren't grafted.
In verse 3, he says, and now, O inhabitant of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, between me and my vineyard. So he's asking them, look, has God done anything, or has he not done everything that he should have done for them? Has God fulfilled his covenant with the people, and have they fulfilled their covenant with him?
Right, that's exactly. He set everything up for them if they followed him. You know, did as he obeyed, everything would be perfect. But through the disobedience, they have become wild. They're
rebellious.
Rebellious, and things aren't going as well as they should for them, for the nation. In fact, they're going downhill fast, just like America.
Absolutely. We're going to stop right there, and we're going to go to a break.
If I was the deep state and I wanted to destroy America, I would rig the election with a puppet candidate. One that was so compromised that they would never say a word about it. I would create a false flag that allows for mail-in ballots. I would be in charge of the ballot counting machines. I would create a false flag to blame all who question the results of the election. If I was the deep state, I would prosecute anyone that went against me. I would sue and prosecute anyone that spoke up about the fraudulent election. I would use my powers to shut down all your internet businesses and bankrupt you. If I was the deep state, I would make everyone an example why you should never question a Democrat ever winning an election. I would imprison my foes. I would use my corrupt DAs and blackmail judges to destroy you. I would make sure all crimes I ever committed never happened. I would prosecute my biggest competition. I would make sure they could never run for office ever again. If I was the deep state, I would convince everyone that Ukraine Nazis were good and women are men. If I was the deep state, I would own every politician that mattered. If I was the deep state, I would push my pedophilia ambitions on you. If I was the deep state, you'd question your sexual identity but not the medical establishment. If I was the deep state, you would fear to ever resist me. If I was the deep state, you would wish I was really the devil. If I was the deep state, I would say mission accomplished.
Boy, that kind of says it all, doesn't it?
It sure does. And for those who young folks out there, That is a remake of Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil, that he posted back in the 16th of August, 1999. That was called If I Were the Devil, and this time it was just it was a Trump ad, and they changed it to If I Were the State. And it was at the time that Paul Harvey, clear back in 1999, Paul Harvey warned us what was going to happen. And just about every single thing that he said would happen if I were the devil taking over the world has happened already, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, you know what?
I looked it over again, and I thought, boy, he hit that nail right on the head.
All right, Joe. And now, the rest of the story. Let's go to Steve Krause.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
We're doing okay. You know, I just saw you a little while ago.
Hey, fella. Yeah, I know. I'm almost home now. It takes about an hour and a half.
Well, you ought to get yourself a car so you don't have to walk.
Have to run so far.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll look into that.
All right. There you go. Boy, tell the folks out there, I got to tell you this, okay, and then here we have what we call the Communist Corner. And it's right by the church there at the corner of the 87 and Sperry Road. Now, here, there's a guy there, we call it Communist Corner because there's a mean old communist that lives there. And over the years, we've been there for a long time. He's never had any signs but communist people, Democrats, they call them, in his yards. And when you put out a conservative sign of an American, he would tear them out right away. Well, we have four people running for two positions out there as county commissioners. And two of them are women and two of them are men. Now, these two women are running as Republicans. They're running as Republicans, and that's Nancy MacArthur and Carolyn Brakey. Mm-hmm. Now, their signs are right there in Communist Corner. They put their signs right in Communist Corner so everybody going by can see that. This guy... Now, these two women both profess to be pro-life. This guy, this Communist Corner fellow, would rather die a slow death than to let a pro-lifer on that property. And so I was pointing that out to some people from the Tea Party. And here they were saying, well, check this out. And they went and they pointed out other places where these two women had their signs. And the same thing, all Democrat area, owned by Democrats. So now the two men that are running are Ralph Spitaleri and Skip Claypool. And now these guys are very conservative. I know both of them. They're very conservative. And Skip was, one is a current county commissioner, Ralph, and the other was, Skip was a former county commissioner. He's running again. But I just got to tell you, folks, listen to me. In Geauga County, if you are a Republican, you have to stick with a protocol. Now, I'm not trying to be mean or nasty, but ask yourself this. Am I stupid? If the answer is yes, then you will vote for Nancy and Caroline. Stay to the protocol. Now, if the answer comes back no, then ask yourself, am I smart? Am I intelligent? Okay. Do I realize that you have Democrats running as Republicans? And if you come to the conclusion that, yes, you do have intelligence, you would vote, in my opinion, for Skip and Ralph. And that's the problem we have with rhinos. What says Steve Krause about that?
Well, that doesn't surprise me in the least. I've been telling people for a long time that I think the Democrats have infiltrated the Republican Party. I mean, it's a military tactic. You don't just beat people on the battlefield when you go to war. You also send in saboteurs. You send in infiltrators, and you a wolf in sheep's clothing, so to speak. You get them passed, and then you take over the crossroads. You muck up the works for, you know, you do those things that cause chaos in behind the lines. And I think they've done that successfully for decades here in Ohio. And I called a bunch of people out years ago in the Erie County Republican Party. That I said, these guys are Democrats. They're not rhinos. I mean, I know what rhino means, they're Republican in name only, but they're really, and this is, we had this conversation earlier just before I left, these people are like, during World War II, like the VC French. They're the collaborators, or they're the people that actually do the bidding, the tool of the tyrants. And we're seeing that all everywhere, and especially down in the Ohio House, we're seeing it right now with Blue 22.
Yeah, the Rhino Blue 22. That's what they're referred to, and we warned people about that.
But they want you to think that they're conservative. They want you to think that right now, when Speaker Stevens is spending $3 million of Republican money from the Republican PAC, House PAC, it's actually the Ohio House Republican Alliance, to defeat the challengers that are running against his Blue 22 so that he can stay in power. Well, this is just a sleazy power grab. This is just a third world piece of, I mean, this isn't about, they're not working with the Republican Party of Ohio that censored and condemned them. They're working just to keep their jobs. They're working to better themselves, not better the Ohioans.
Well, Steve, tell the folks, you are running for the state representative. Tell them what district you're running in and how they can support you.
Sure. KrausForTheHouse.com. That's Kraus, K-R-A-U-S, for, F-O-R, the, T-H-E, house, H-O-U-S-E.com. KrausForTheHouse.com. And I'm running in the 89th district, which is up here in Erie and Ottawa County. It's the vacation land, right on Lake Erie. And there's a little bit of Huron County as well. And this is a race I won 10 years ago. That's the strange thing about it, Pastor. I didn't want to do this 10 years ago, and God got a hold of me, and I had a long argument with him, and the long and short of it was he won the argument, and I got in this race. I ran a race I didn't want to, and I beat somebody I wasn't supposed to. I defeated the most powerful Democrat in all of Ohio. His name was Chris Redfern. He was the 11-year incumbent of the Democrat State Party, and he was a 10-year chairman. I mean, he was 11-year incumbent of a state rep, and he was the 10-year chairman of the Ohio Democrat Party. And when I defeated him on election night, and it was really God's victory because he intervened, and when we won on election night, Redfern lost two jobs, about $250,000 annual income. Well, that didn't set well with Swamp down in Columbus, because I found out later that Redfern and our governor at the time, John Kasich, were in bed together. And so in 2015, I got canceled. I got canceled before canceling was cool. Kind of like what Trump did. You know, Trump defeated the most powerful Democrat in the nation in 2016 with Hillary, and then they canceled him in 2020 with the stolen 2020 election. But right now, I got taken out in a hit job. And I've gotten myself, they said I stole something, but the state never could tell me what I stole. But all they wanted was the seat. So they took me out so they could get the seat back. But I've since gotten my my troubles expunged. And, you know, what's funny about this, Pastor, is that I didn't want to do it again because I don't want to go to Columbus. There's nothing down there. It's a really boring drive from up here to there, about 2.5 hours. But God got a hold of me again, and I had a big argument with him. And, of course, I'm very stiff-necked. And he decided to said, Steve, just put your name on the ballot. So I said, okay. All right, Lord, I can do that. So the day I went to go submit my petition, because it was late in December, I decided to do this. You have to have at least 50 good signatures. Well, I was walking out the door, and my wife said, how many you got? I said, I got 89. And she said, you got 89 signatures? And I said, yep, I got 89. And she said, you got 89 for the 89th district? And I stopped, and I said, yeah. And she said, well, that's confirmation. So I got on the ballot, and then all craziness breaks loose. I mean, the first thing is my opponent tries to get me kicked off the ballot, says I'm not qualified to run. So we have to go to the Board of Elections of Erie County and a 4-0 decision. I have to hire an attorney in a 4-0 decision. They said I'm qualified to run. So then they take me to the Ohio Supreme Court. And in a 7-0 decision, the Ohio Supreme Court says, no, Krause is qualified to be on the ballot. He can run. So now they're using Democrat money, I mean Republican money, but they're using it like the Democrats are using it against me. You've got the 22, Blue 22, and the 32 Democrats telling Stevens so that he can stay in power because he needs all those people to vote for him again. He's using $3 million of Republican money to trash people like me and others around the state to keep himself and his cabal in power. Now, that sounds like third world to me.
Well, you're right. And we tried to tell people, going all the way back to 2016, when it really started big out there in our county, hey, folks, listen, before you vote, find out how those people that are running, how have they voted in the past? Because all of these Democrats, they were voting in the primaries as Republicans, and they were running. These Democrats were running as Republicans in the primary. So take a look and see how they voted in the past. See how each one of these people, if you do that, you'll find out they voted Democrat. Now, if they vote in Democrat in the past, it means that they're Democrats, right?
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And
yep.
So the people don't do that. They look at a name, and then they look at whether it's got an R in the Republicans. That's not smart. They should vet these people. And it's right. Not by who has the most signs out in their yards. You really got to find out who they are. And is there any place in the Beatitudes that says, blessed are the stupid?
Well, you know, Pastor, I'm running on with an acronym that I believe God gave me called JTAV. That's Justice, Truth, and American Values. Justice, because we seriously don't have any in America anymore. Anybody that was in my courtroom or anybody that sees what they're doing to President Trump knows that our justice system is broken. Truth, I was with an elderly lady at church the other day, and she said, you know, I just wish somebody tell us the truth. Well, I do too. I'm going to tell you the truth because I can't remember the lie. And American values, you know, it's more than just apple pie and hot dogs. It's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if you don't have life, well, nothing else matters. So this Blue 22, they're slow walking a whole bunch of stuff. The senators, the Ohio Senate complains that they don't have anything to do because nothing's coming out of the House. But they beat their chests and say, yeah, but we passed we overrode Governor DeWine's veto, and we've got the SAFE Act now so that men can't go into women's locker rooms and shower and stuff in schools. And I say, well, yeah, well, it's great, except that if you don't have life, if you can kill that baby right before it's born and then sell the body parts, well, what else matters? And they oversaw that. You understand, in 2023, we took a hard left turn. We're not we may be a Republican state, but we're certainly not conservative. And I think we're purple. I don't think we're red anymore. We have abortion on demand now enshrined in our Constitution. And if we were a team, like a sports team, and we played that badly last year that the Democrats were able to get that victory like that, they'd can the coach. They'd sack the coach. Well, why aren't we sacking the leadership that let all this happen? And the answer is because, like my opponent, he's a professional liar. He's an attorney. He's trained to lie. He's very good. And he beats his chest a lot and says, well, I just tried my best. I'm doing my best. I'm a real conservative. I'm the most conservative. Well, if you're the most conservative, then how did you and the other 21 agree that you were going to vote for Derek Marin in caucus in December of 2022? And it was a Democratic vote. You know, for all this, we have to save our democracy. We have to save our democracy, which makes me want to vomit. They go ahead and have a caucus vote. Derek Marin's running and Stevens is running. Derek Marin wins the vote. He gets the majority. So then they all agree, okay, we're going to vote for, they all put their hands up and say, yes, we'll vote for Derek Marin for Speaker. But yet when they go out there on January 3rd of 2023, 22 of them vote with the Democrats to elect Stevens. Now, there's no honor in that. There's nothing magnanimous about that or truthful about that. If you really didn't like Derek Marin, why didn't you tell him? Why didn't you go to him and say, hey, Derek, I can't vote for you in good conscience? Or why didn't you abstain? Why did you wait until you went out on the floor like Brutus did to Caesar and in front of everybody stab him in the back? And that's what they did. There's no honor in that. There's no dignity in that. That's shameful. They got censored and condemned by the Republican Party of the state. And yet they're running and they're spending money. And there's people out here that have drunk the Kool-Aid. They believe that some of these people are really good and they're doing a good job. And I actually think we're living in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, where, you know, the women, the silly women laden with sins are taken away. It's unbelievable what is occurring in our country, in our state today. We actually have Democrats running the Republican House.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
They're being controlled by the Democrats.
You know, our country is cutting and she's bleeding. And we keep trying to tell people, we keep warning people, and they're all looking. When Trump gets back in, see, Trump can't do this by himself. Trump can't do it. The people have got to set up. And again, you cannot afford to be stupid anymore, folks. You can't. You can't afford. Look at that. You've got the Rhino Blue 22. These are Democrats that snuck in under the guise as being Republicans and conservatives, and well, you folks out there voted for him.
Yeah, here's the other thing. You know, Stevens is a tool for the Democrats. Speaker Stevens is, because he has to have the 32 so that he can stay in office. Speaker Stevens is a tool. So what is DJ, his right-hand man, the guy I'm running against, Rep. Swearingen? Well, he's either a tool, he's either a useful idiot, or he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. It's really that simple. And I know him. I knew him in Erie County with the Erie County Republican Party before he went down to Columbus, and I know the shady things he did there. I know he's not a useful idiot. He's not an idiot. He's a very smart man. So that only leaves one option. He's got to be a wolf. You know, in 2018... this guy is the vice chair, along with the chairman of the Erie County Republican Party. They supervised, they managed the decline of the Erie County Republican Party Central Committee from 29 members down to 11. And they did that because 11 is a more manageable level they can control. And the way they did it is they disinvited all the conservatives on Central Committee to come to the meeting to fill out their petition, so they could get on the ballot, because, you know, some counties it's 2 years, some counties it's 4 years, Erie County's 4 years. And so these people are sitting around waiting for Central Committee meeting, because they don't have them very frequently. They have them like once a year or so. And they missed the deadline. And then he blamed, when I brought it to his attention, I said, you were responsible for that. No, he blamed everybody else. True narcissist.
I said, you drove the getaway car? He blamed the chairman and the old vice chairman, the chairman that's now a county commissioner. I said, really, you drove the getaway car? You're an attorney, and that's what you're going to stick with? You didn't go in and hold them up, so you benefited from it. Because the next year, you became chairman with only 11 members. And then you got appointed by Larry Householder, your buddy Householder, to the State House. He didn't win an election. He got appointed. Isn't that kind of how the MO works? I won an election in 2014. This guy's only won re-election, and there's a vast difference. Oh, and by the way, Stevens just gave Swearingen, my opponent, $107,000. I'm out here raising money from the local community. DJ, 97% of his money comes from out of the district PACs down in Columbus and out of state.
You'd think people would learn things like that are what we used to call tells. Remember in the old days that was a tell they gave away?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just you hear the same story over and over, you know, money flooding in from California, New York. The first thing people ought to go, wait a minute, why is somebody in California, New York, or some other county sending money, you know? And it's always about power and control, and
yep.
It's the same old battle, but people don't seem to learn, you know?
And that's the way it is here, too, like with the Senate, with Sherrod Brown. Where does all his money come from? It comes from out of state. It comes from, you're right, the...
Yeah. In fact, that was a question I had for Steve. I noticed Governor DeWine is endorsing Matt Dolan in the race to unseat Sherrod Brown, but Matt Dolan is, they call him a milky or moderate, weak moderate. And I'm quite sure who is the other guy that Trump was supporting. I'm trying to think his
name. Marino.
Marino. Marino, yeah. What do you know about that? Is Marino a real conservative?
I just talked to him. The fact it was a week ago last Thursday, I talked to Marino. Yeah, he's a conservative. He goes along with the, you know, at least that's what he told me. You know, it's.
Right. Well,
Trump seems to think he is.
Right. I know all three of the guys. It's Frank LaRose, the Bernie Marino, and then it's Matt Dolan. Matt Dolan was the senator when I was down there. Frank LaRose was the senator when I was down there. And Bernie, I just got to know on the campaign trail here the last couple of months. I've heard him speak the past 6 months. I have issues with all of them. Frank LaRose went along with Governor DeWine to move our primary in 2020, which was illegal, was unconstitutional, never should have done it. He allowed Zuckerberg to come in here with money in our 2020 election, never should have done it.
Zuckerbucks.
Now we went from six drop boxes to, we got, you know, we had six drop boxes in 2020. Now we got a drop box in every county. We shouldn't have any drop boxes. None.
Yeah.
So I
should
got
have zero.
Frank. Right. I like Frank LaRose, but I got issues with him on that. Matt Dolan, he's not a conservative. He's a career politician, and he's very good, and he's very smart, and he's running a very smart race. You know, he just talked about the border almost all the time, and he had a lot of commercials out early, and he's only really campaigning, I think, in like six counties, or is it six or eight counties? Because he almost won last time. He came close. So he's a smart politician. And with DeWine, and I'll tell you another story here real quick, but let me cover Bernie Marino. Bernie, I don't know as well. I've heard some things about him that I didn't like. I've also heard that, you know, Trump's endorsed him, and I think that's good. Although Trump has endorsed people in the past that turned out not to be what we thought they were.
True.
You know, but of the three, you have to pick one that's going to have the juice to take on Sherrod Brown, because Sherrod's coming in with no primary opponent, and they say he's going to have 50, at least a war chest of $50 million.
Ooh, so for just a one seat, yeah, boy, if things
Senate
changed.
Seat. Yeah, so what you're going to be looking at is who's got the pockets. Well, from what I understand, Franklin Rose is out of gas. He's got, his family has money, but they don't have that kind of money. Bernie Marino has money. Matt Dolan has money. He's got the Cleveland Indians, or I mean the Cleveland Guardians. So those two can go toe-to-toe. Now, what I've been told by the Inside Baseball is that the Democrats are planning on crossing over like they did in 2022, and they pulled Mike DeWine across the finish line in the primary because they like Mike DeWine. They're going to come across in our primary next week, and they're going to vote for Matt Dolan because they figure that of the two, they don't really want to
get rid of Sheriff Brown. He's the least dangerous to them.
That's the way they're looking at it. And then that frees Sherrod up to run for governor if they need somebody in 26. So I think that's kind of what's on the table there. I've heard some sources, pretty reliable sources, that about 145,000, 150,000 are planning on crossing over and voting in our primary.
Like the Democrats, yeah. Isn't it interesting, you've got a job that pays, what, $186,000, $189,000 a year, and they're going to spend over $50 million to campaign for it. That should tell the voters there's so much more to the story than, you know, they're realizing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. It's all power. It's like a drug. And, you know, Pastor, to go back to this argument I had with God about running this time, I told him, I got mad. I said, look, this is all about power, and I don't want the power. And he told me, God told me, he says, that's why you have to go, Steve.
Yeah.
If God's calling you, don't argue. Just get it done. We're running up out of time, Steve. Tell the folks again about your district. Tell them how they can help you.
Well, the 89th Ohio House District is up here in Erie and Ottawa counties and a little bit of Huron County. You can go to crosstothehouse.com, crosstothehouse.com to donate. You know, money is the mother's milk of politics. I wish it wasn't so, but you know, the reality is I need financial help and I need your prayers. So if you can help financially, go to crosstothehouse.com and donate $5, $50. You can donate up to $15,499.69.
Wow.
And God bless you for it. I don't know what the 69 cents is for. But if anybody within my listening voice, if you want to get behind a candidate that not only can win, I'm the comeback kid that is going to win, and now I'm going to log JTAS, Justice, Truth, and American Values. I'm going to shine a light of truth on Columbus and the greater Ohio area.
Steve, we're go up to the clock. If you want to stick around and do the rest of the program with us, you're welcome. But we are coming up to a hard break right about now. Yeah. So.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Amen. Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.